Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Welcome to Simple Facts of Life Radio, where we see that the media elites seem to be trying to fortify just about everything except personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am your host, Chief, as always, coming to you from somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon, where I am feeling a little less worried about the crazies coming out, just because the weather even here has been really nasty. Not as nasty as in a lot of places around the country. I've been reading all kinds of stuff, and I don't know. I'll get into some of it. But even here, over the weekend, starting on Thursday, I guess, it started getting cold. Oh, snow, sleet, ice. We had ice storms. Not as bad as in a lot of places as far as our power, but had quite a few momentary power outages. You know, not a big deal, but yes, I keep having to go around and reset all the, you know, clocks and reboot my computer and every other thing that happens when the power goes out. And it like happened, and I got the clocks reset, and then it happened again. And I think the reason, it's not that we're lack of power, but I think just some problem with the wiring from the cold. Because we had like basically an ice storm, which we never get around here, or almost never. But yeah, it causes like power lines get heavy with the ice gets on them, and they fall down, and tree branches fall on things, just all kinds of stuff. I guess my brother lives about 40 miles south of me in Salem. He had a tree fall on his house because just something froze, and it's kind of a mess. But at least from my perspective, everything is cool now because, you know, snow's almost all gone. It's kind of sunny out the last couple of days, so doing okay. Yeah, what passes for some winter storm around here is not bad, at least compared to some other places. Where I've been hearing about the worst instance is probably from Texas. And I don't know if the weather has been as bad in Texas as a lot of places. It's just they're not used to it. And that happens. I mean, around here, I noticed, you know, when my street was covered with snow and ice and it was all nasty, and I'm fact, it got to the point where on Sunday, my daughter was supposed to go to work, and I guess she called in or something. She did not want to go, and I was not unhappy that she did not want to go to work, because I was just a little worried about, you know, somebody out there driving around, and when you're not used to it, and the ice and snow on the road and such. And it just occurred to me, you know, back in my days when I used to drive a truck in the winter, and I used to go spend for a few years, I used to spend every weekend pretty much all year round in Salt Lake City or that area. And so I would occasionally get a lot of snow, but it was, they're used to it there. They take care of it, the snow. You know, when the snow falls, they're expecting it to get some salt on the roads. And as soon as the snow stops, the plows are everywhere. The roads are clean. And life goes on because they can deal with it. Around here, not a clue how to deal with it. There's even still a little bit of snow on the streets, but it's mostly gone, almost completely gone. My front yard, which faces south, is pretty much thawed out. My backyard, which is in the shadow, still has a lot of snow on it. But what happened in Texas brings up the point about green energy. Yes, I guess I could talk about global warming, but here's the point. A lot of people were without power because they didn't have power available, because so much of it was wind turbines. It's like, I don't know, I read some like a quarter of the power in Texas comes from wind. Doesn't surprise me, because, I mean, when I used to drive around Texas, I mean, those wind generators were everywhere. And, I mean, what an eyesore. Those migratory bird shredding facilities were just all over the place. But it gets cold, ice up, they stop turning. And, of course, all these so-called green energy things are kind of, you know, if it's solar power, it only works when the sun's shining. If it's wind power, it only works when the wind's blowing. All of these things. And so now they had to, you know, fire up the coal plants if they had any. I was just reading a few minutes ago. It seems I did not really realize this, but I wasn't surprised to read it, that California has banned all coal generators in the state. And then, you know, when their green energy fails, they have to buy electricity from out of the state where coal plants are allowed. Yeah. Okay. Just something that caught my eye. But, okay, let me, a few other things. Before I get to, I have to talk about the events of the weekend other than the weather, because, well, we have finally gotten to the end, I guess, of impeachment 2.0. On Saturday was quite a day. Because, you know, the impeachment trial in the Senate had been going on for a few days, and we'd been hearing, you know, how that the, you know, the House managers, the prosecution, so to speak, had made a much better case than the defense. It was pretty weak and pretty lame and didn't put up much of a case, and that caused some senators to, when they had a procedural vote about constitutionality, you say, well, yeah, it's just because of who made the best case. Okay. Well, by Saturday morning, things had gotten really weird because I got up and I'm reading the news, and I find that they have voted to call witnesses. And yeah, okay. They wanted to, I don't know who all they wanted to call, but then the Republicans started going along with the idea. Originally, they did not want witnesses. They just wanted to have a quickie pro forma trial, have a vote, which were pretty much certain would end up in acquittal, since it would have required 17 senators to, or 17 Republicans to join the Democrats. And so I just wanted to do that. But, and they said, yeah, well, let's have witnesses, because they wanted to call Nancy Pelosi and all kinds of other people and try to make them look bad. And then all of a sudden, nah, no witnesses. Democrats and Republicans, they reached some kind of a deal to not have witnesses. Okay, that was fast. And then, I go looking, whatever I was looking at, and come back and look at the news again, and well, they had a final vote. I didn't know they were supposed to vote on Saturday. They had the final vote. President was acquitted on the article of impeachment. It was all over. Now, a few thoughts about all of that. Number one, I'd kind of hoped that the impeachment would go on for years. Yes, if that's all the Senate would be doing for the next 2 years, because, see, then they wouldn't be able to pass any of Biden's agenda because they would be too busy, making a totally meaningless show trial, that had no relevance for anything. But that didn't happen. Interestingly, I read that one of the reasons that the Democrats were talking about, did they really want witnesses? They weren't all that hot on the idea, a lot of the people, simply because it could drag it on for years, figuring that they want to call somebody and people would object, and the person who was called might object and hire a lawyer, and it would have to go to litigation. Can I be forced to testify? And just bab back and forth, and it could go on for years and not have a resolution, and that would have been fine. But, okay. The final verdict on the whole thing. President Trump, after the acquittal, he said some things. Yes, our mission is just starting and going to keep going on, and this and that. And he sort of tried, it sounded like he was maybe taking something of a victory lap. Let me give you a simple fact of life here. This was not a win for former President Trump. Now, the vote was 57 to 43 to convict him. Now, that was 10 votes short of the 67 required. And even if he were convicted, it would make no difference for anything, not a criminal. Not a civil trial. It was an impeachment. All an impeachment can do is remove him from an office which he doesn't hold. So it was pretty ridiculous anyway. But as ridiculous as the whole thing seemed to me, or seemed to be to me, no Democrats voted to acquit. Not a single one. Not a big surprise. 7 Republicans voted to convict. It's 10 short of what they needed, but still in all, his acquittal was not bipartisan. The vote to convict was bipartisan. Not a win for him, and even people that voted to acquit were like making excuses insofar as, yeah, things that I had mentioned a few minutes ago, like, why are we doing this? No, it's pointless, maybe not constitutional, yada, yada, yada. So, therefore, Mitch McConnell was saying he was bad. They are blaming him. It's gotten to the point where the conventional wisdom on all sides is that there was some kind of an insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the government. Yeah, a few crazies made it into the Capitol building. Pretty sad excuse for an insurrection, but hey. And it was, of course, instigated by the president, who specifically said you should peacefully go and make your voices heard. Yet, we're hearing that, yes, it was all his fault. That's the conventional wisdom. Now, I've said before, I think it was idiotic for the Democrats to even bring this up, because the only other thing they could have done that would possibly make any difference from this impeachment was maybe they could have barred former President Trump from holding any future office in the government. And to me, it would seem strategically that's would be a huge mistake for the Democrats. They have got him. They've got the Republicans at the point where if President Trump were to run again, all of the Democrats, everybody that's not way to the right of center is going to vote against him. Half the country will vote for anybody. It's not named Donald Trump. They should love for him, but he still has enough clout in the Republican Party that if he wanted to run for president again, he could probably get the nomination, which would mean that the Republicans would lose the 2024 election. Trump would be much more effective in promoting his agenda if he were to, stay behind the scenes, maybe be a, what they call a kingmaker, that sort of thing. That's what he should do. The Democrats should love for him. But listening to or reading what some of the people on the left that I follow were saying, it was really amazing. Just the fact that anybody could possibly vote to acquit Trump meant that they were just basically evil, un-American, the scum of the earth, whatever, should not be trusted to do anything. And that tells me, see, that is the win for Trump, because he is so much living in their heads. They can't let it go. Are they going to try to keep talking about Trump you know, for as long as they can, just to, I don't know, distract the people from what Joe Biden is doing. I don't know. But I have rambled on and on. And there's something I wanted to get to. It's not exactly new, but bear with me. I do have something new for you. But, you know, the title of the show, I said Fortify. This came from a couple weeks ago. I think I may have mentioned it here a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure. There's an article in Time Magazine about how the 2020 election went and what happened. And the point was that they made that, no, we didn't cheat. We didn't have a fraudulent election. We just fortified the vote. Fortify. That was the word they used. And I'm not sure what that all meant, because it's, you know, it was a very long article. I'm not even sure I made it through the whole thing. I made it through about three quarters of it when I was reading it. Other people read the whole thing, but yeah, I did try to read it. But the point that the authors were making, and it was really strange, because they didn't want to say they wanted to say they did more, not cheating, but helping. And it had to do with something I know, I think I've also mentioned here. There's the moral imperative. The Democrats seem to believe that, or, you know, people on the left believe that Trump was so evil, so bad, so dangerous that, well, he had to be defeated. Whatever. If that meant actually cheating, if it meant to do something illegal, whatever. The ends justify the means. He had to be defeated. Now, of course, some of us who actually supported his programs, you know, actually believed in national sovereignty and taking care of America and, you know, looking at the actual science when it comes to energy and all those sorts of things. Yeah, we thought it would be better if he hung around a while, but the moral imperative, as the left saw it, was he had to be defeated no matter what. So they fortified the vote. They got together and they made sure that the media and the social media and big tech and all these things, was it illegal? I don't know, you know, could possibly violate some campaign finance laws. Not sure. Immoral. I don't know. But once again, it didn't really matter, because they had to make sure that Trump didn't win. Now, this is not new news. Like I said, this has been out a while, and I'm just sort of glossing over the points of this, because a couple days ago, yesterday, I saw something. If you look at the show description, there's actually a little link in there, and something I saw. There was a guy, a friend of a friend on Facebook, a member of a couple groups I'm and, you know, humor groups. There's a guy by the name of Hopalong Ginsberg. He puts out some music. I have played some of his music, you know, one or two of his pieces on the show before. But he came out with something. You know, most of his music's kind of weird, but it's okay if you like that sort of thing. But he came out with something that I thought was pretty clever. And as I get toward the end of the show here, I just wanted to play. It's only a couple minutes long. I've got like 4 minutes left in the show. The title of the song is Fortify. As you will hear, it goes to the tune of Yesterday by the Beatles. If you want to hear the song again, or even you can download it for free, there you can go to the link in the show description, and that'll take you to where you can download it. And also it'll take you to where a lot of his other music is, some of which he puts out for free, some he might charge a little bit. But there it is. So, like I say, the title of this song is Fortify, and let's get to it.
Fortify, because the voters will not choose your guy. Those damn deplorables will not comply. Just don't say cheat, say fortify. Change the laws. You can silence all dissent because the social media support your cause. To steal the vote, you change the laws. Why they don't vote Joe, we don't know. For this they'll pay. Trump's still going strong for too long. He must go away. Do not see that appear miraculously. Do not question their legitimacy. Your eyes have lied, you did not see. Why they don't vote Joe, we don't know. For this they'll pay. Trump's still going strong for too long. He must go away. Fortify. The journalists will help you sell your lie. Twitter will cancel those who still defy. Just don't say cheat, say fortify.
And there it was. Kind of cute. Hopalong Ginsberg. If you, like I say, if you click on the link, that will bring up a play. You can play it. It is a lyric video. All the lyrics are also written below, so you can follow along if you want it. You can use it. Put it right there. You know, he's giving it away for free. He wants it, you know, put up anybody that wants to use it is free too. So there it is. And, well, that's pretty much all my time here. So I guess I will just leave it at that. Till next time.